Deep Fire Rising by Jack DeBrull. Sunda Strait, Indonesia, August 26, 1883. Standing at the rail of the mail steamer Loudon, the watcher spat into the clear sea and cursed his stupidity as the tropical town of Anjer receded behind the ship. The tower of the Fourth Point Lighthouse already resembled a spindle on the horizon. He should have taken his chances ashore on Java Island when the ship made an unscheduled stop on its way from the Dutch Indies capital of Batavia to Padang, on the west coast of Sumatra. Now he was trapped in a race across the Sunda Strait with 600 other souls, and he alone knew what was coming, what the black clouds roiling on the skyline would bring. Had he stayed on Java, maybe he could have moved far enough inland to survive the coming days. But he had decided to remain with the ship as it dashed to the Sumatran town of Telobetong at the head of Lampong Bay. Over the past weeks he had cached food and water in the hills, overlooking the bay, to witness the approaching cataclysm. That was his job, what he'd been sent to the Dutch East Indies to do, to chronicle what he knew was going to be the greatest natural disaster in recorded history. Ignoring the heat of the tropics, the man traveling under the name Han was dressed for his mountain homeland in wool trousers and a wool shirt. His boots reached almost to his knees and showed tufts where he'd cut away their yak fur trim. Tucked into the satchel he carried was a simple cloak made of leather and embroidered by his wife many winters ago. He was shorter than the Europeans aboard the 212-foot ship, but taller than the 300 native convicts shackled in the forecastle under guard by 160 Dutch soldiers. He had a compact build, broader across the chest and shoulders than the Chinese laborers the ship had picked up at Anjer.